This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Want to talk some NFL? Welcome in our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. I know you call college football games. I don't know if you've have you called any game involving Chris Klieman going back years ago or anything with Colin Klein and Texas A&M?
I have, actually. I called multiple Chris Klieman FCS national championship games. When he was at North Dakota State on the radio, it was the, I think it was the 2 years, it was Carson Wentz's junior and senior year.
Okay.
Is when I did it, because that's how I got to know Carson. Then he got drafted by the Eagles and the whole deal. So, yes, thoroughly, thoroughly impressive coach and program and all that that they built at North Dakota State. Although I actually have a question for you guys now. Because I'm curious about this. If someone did a survey of every minute you guys are on the radio in a calendar year, what percentage of the talk is Chiefs? What percentage of the talk is Royals? And then what percentage is other? And I guess I'm curious about the other. Like, I really don't know, because when I come on, you guys always ask me about NFL.
Sure.
I'm curious, like, how much college sports, college football, college hoops do you guys talk about?
So since we started doing the show, which was in 2020, obviously the Chiefs have been going on this run. And so if you would ask this question in 2013, it would have been a way bigger chunk of the pie for the collegiate teams in the area. Right now, it's probably, Cody, you tell me if you would disagree, 80% Chiefs, and then Royals after that, maybe my math is off, maybe 70% Chiefs, 20% Royals, 25% Royals, and
depends
the rest.
On the time of year, obviously, for the Royals, they might get a slight chunk. And on this show, it might be 10% college, depending on what it is. KU, K-State, and MU, though, because you have three locals in one town, Ross, there's always some market for college athletics, but it's not what it used to be. It used to be a huge college town, and the Chiefs got too good.
Wow. So that's fascinating. Yeah, because, like, you know, you guys know I go on WIP in Philly. They never talk college sports. You know,
is that an East Coast thing? Is that just an East Coast thing?
The Flyers, Phillies, like, I would say it's 99.5% pro sports. And if they say anything about college, it's like, it's either in passing or, like, if Villanova wins the national championship in college basketball, they'll talk about it the next day for like 5 minutes.
We get it a little bit more than that, Ross, but in fairness, not there. Do you think, have you watched A&M much this year? Do you think Colin Klein runs a good offense?
I have watched A&M, and I think it's a fantastic hire on a lot of different levels. First of all, A&M has, their quarterback's really good, but their receivers are ridiculous. I mean, just amazing. I don't know how much you guys have watched them, but really super impressive. But obviously with what Colin did at K-State, love the hire, feels like he's ready, feels like he's the right guy. So much respect for what he did as a player. I mean, it felt like he got like 40 carries a game when he was at K-State. So Love everything about that for K-State. I've actually never been to either Kansas or K-State. In fact, I don't know if I've ever been to the state of Kansas because I always just come to Kansas. Now, when I land, if at any point from the airport to Arrowhead, am I in the state of Kansas at all, or is that all Missouri?
No, and I remember when we went, when we had dinner with you a couple years ago, that was in Missouri as well. So, yeah, I don't think you've been on the Kansas side.
I don't think I've ever been to the state of Kansas, interestingly.
Yeah, I think that's...
I don't think I'm coming out there for any playoff games this year, boys.
Well, there we go. Let's get into it, Ross, because I tend to agree, unfortunately. We've had you on each week when, hey, this is a must-win, that's a must-win, but it's pretty simple now. I know the math will say technically they could lose a game, but we're all convinced here they got to win out, and I've not seen anything to suggest that they can string five games of mistake-free football together.
You know what? First of all, I just meant that there wouldn't be any playoff games in Kansas City.
Okay.
I still think they have a very real chance to make the playoffs. I just don't think there'll be any home games.
Well, that's definitely true.
That would be an upset. You know, it's really fascinating watching them because, you know, you can still see all the elements of what has made them so good, but they just have like flies in the ointment that it feels like they haven't had other years. You know, it's like there will be some drops from certain guys. There will be untimely penalties. I thought the Trey Smith injury really hurt them against the Cowboys. Defensively, you know, McDuffie, who's terrific, was not terrific in the game they needed him to be terrific. I mean, it's like, I hate to be that, like, it's just one of those years, guys, but it feels that way. And, you know, you can say that when you watch the Ravens or the Eagles to some extent. It just, this year has gone a long way to showing just how hard it is to win. And I think maybe we've lost sight of that.
I think some of it is for me, and look, we always assume that people will catch up. Quarterbacks are expensive, all this other stuff. I just didn't think it happened all in the same year. The Eagles all don't look the same. The Bills don't look the same. The Chiefs don't look the same. And in a weird way, Ross, if I were the Bills, I'd be more disappointed in my season, depending on how it ends, than if I'm the Chiefs. Let's say the Chiefs miss the playoffs and the Bills lose in either the first or the second round. I'd be more mad at my season. You're here to tell me that there's no Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson's team's not the same, and Patrick Mahomes missed the playoffs, and we come up short that time? They've got to be more annoyed than just about any team in the league, knowing that it's the most wide-open year ever for them with Josh Allen, and their team doesn't look right.
That's a pretty good point, actually. I go on with the Odyssey Station in Buffalo on Tuesdays. I might have to make that point where it's like, hey, you got a real chance. And by the way, Cody, I'll give you no credit whatsoever.
Just steal the take. It's fine.
But you're right. The real funny thing is that before the year, my conversation with them was about how important it was to get the number one seed, and just how they were set up so much better than Baltimore, who had to play Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, or the Chiefs, who had to beat out the Broncos and the Chargers. It felt like the Bills were perfectly set up to get the number one seed, which I don't think they've ever gotten under McDermott and Allen. And instead, you know, they're not going to win that division because the Patriots have just kind of blown everybody out of the water.
We're talking to Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. You mentioned the Patriots there, Ross. We continue to see Drake May and his team cruise through, I understand, a lighter schedule, but still, I don't think anybody saw it to this extent coming in 2025. Is this, you know, how sustainable is this to you, watching what Drake May is doing? I mean, he's obviously still a very young quarterback, and people will point to the schedule, but is this a Patriots group now that we're going to be talking about, you think, for years to come, that their fans only had to wait, you know, 5+ years between Tom Brady and Drake May, and they're going to be one of these top teams for a while?
Probably, yeah. I mean, they've got a very good head coach in Mike Vrabel. Just as importantly, they have an excellent offensive coordinator who is highly unlikely to get a head job again in Josh McDaniels, which allows for continuity. I would say on a lot of levels, they're kind of a year ahead of schedule right now. Now, they do have what some people statistically have told me is by far the easiest schedule like in NFL history, which is crazy, but they're still 11-2. I mean, they're still NFL games, and I mean, other than losing that opener to the, you know, they lost the opener to the Raiders, first game, whatever, then they had like five turnovers, three or four on the goal line against the Steelers. Otherwise, I mean, they really have been the better team in every game, and it's impressive. And the biggest thing I think right now is they got a great chance to have the number one seed. So it would just be two home playoff games up there in New England. They believe that they have probably the MVP of the league at quarterback, and I do think Drake is that good. And because of that, they absolutely believe that they're going to win. I mean, they and that's a huge, huge part of it. Not going to be easy to go up there and get a win in the playoffs.
When you look at the like the NFL's history, though, typically, and I guess I'm curious if you subscribe to this, typically you have to, like you said, a year early. Typically, you kind of have to like take your lump in a playoff run first. You don't usually just get a free pass to the front of the line. The entire AFC, the top four or five teams, all feel like teams who would like take the fast track, unless it's the Chargers or somebody else. Do you think that this is the kind of year where Bo Nix or one of these other quarterbacks, I guess Drake May, could just skip the line? It doesn't usually work that way.
It doesn't. But yeah, I think it could be. I mean, especially like if the Chiefs don't make the playoffs, you know, I mean, the Ravens, maybe Lamar Jackson would be healthy by then, but if the Chiefs don't make the playoffs, it feels to me like either the Broncos or the Patriots probably will skip the line. You know, they've got an excellent, excellent chance to at that point, which would be super, super impressive. But that's where we're headed right now, because none of the fearsome foursome of Burrow, Lamar, Josh Allen, and Mahomes has their teams firing on all cylinders right now. That said, still very possible that three of them get in. And if three of them get in and they're playing on the road in New England or on the road in Denver, I would love to see what the betting line would be for those games, because I certainly would not be surprised if they're still favored.
Ross, the Steelers look lost offensively. Their defense doesn't look as dominant. They're sitting there at 6-6, right behind the Ravens with the tiebreakers currently, and I know they play head-to-head coming up this week. If the Steelers were to miss the playoffs and Mike Tomlin's run of, you know, finding a way to just get that team into the postseason, even if it's one and done, do you believe this would be the year where we would see a complete turnover there in that organization?
I think it's possible, but, you know, with the way that organization has been, I guess I still will say I'll believe it when I see it. You know, let's see how they finish up. It does feel like the fans have kind of grown tired of the commitment to a little bit better than mediocrity. I think the fans have kind of, they feel like they need a new message, which, you know, as I always say, careful what you wish for, because that's what some of the Penn State fans around here wanted. And now they are in a really, really bad situation. Everybody wanted, not everybody, but a decent amount of people wanted Franklin fired because he couldn't win the big one and couldn't win the national championship. And now, you know, now they don't even have a coach.
True.
And signing day is today. I saw where Harvard has a better recruiting class than Penn State. It's probably not great.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That doesn't even make sense. And you probably don't even like Harvard, having gone to a different Ivy.
That's true.
I do not like Harvard. I do have a healthy respect for them and for kids that make that decision, but they don't have scholarship money, let alone NIL.
I guess part of that, just last question, Ross, and then we'll let you get out of here. Since we're mentioning college football, we saw a guy from Vanderbilt switch over Do you think NIL, do you think we're 15 years away from it actually evening the playing field? We see more players skip major programs and, you know, stay home if Vanderbilt's going to flip a five-star recruit. Do you think NIL's actually evening it? Because I don't believe it until one of these non-10 programs I can list to you as every champion in the last 25 years. I don't believe it until one of them actually wins it. Somebody outside that group.
Well, I do believe it's evening it on some level. And I think the best example of that is probably Texas Tech. You know, I mean, there's some dudes out of Texas Tech that made a decision. And that's why Texas Tech is this good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even like BYU hanging on to their coach, there's some BYU boosters. I mean, I think the number one high school basketball player in the country, you know, went to BYU, yep, as a freshman there because they gave him the most money. I do think there's a lot more opportunity now for teams that aren't necessarily blue bloods to have major, major alums or donors that decide, you know what, I really want us to be really good. You know, I mean, it's a big reason why Oregon's so good. You know, as far as I'm, you know, I think Phil Knight basically gave him a blank check. He wants to see him win the national championship before he dies. You know, I think that there's a lot of truth to that, that it's not necessarily just going to be Ohio State, Georgia, Alabama. I understand your point. And maybe last year, you know, the SMUs and the Boise's weren't really quite there yet with, you know, Penn State or some of these other teams they played in the playoffs. But I do think it evens the field more than the opposite.
Where are you headed this week? I know you were in Nebraska for the Iowa-Nebraska game. People were texting in saying that they were listening to you or watching you on TV. Where are you headed this week?
Oh, nice. Appreciate that. Actually, only one game this week, radio tomorrow night.
Oh, perfect.
Huge game, Cowboys-Lions. So I'll fly to Detroit later today. Radio, not as much of a time commitment. And it's crazy. Like, I'm reading these stats, and it's like a 35% swing for both teams whether or not they make the playoffs based on whether or not they win this game tomorrow night. Which, by the way, Texans-Chiefs is similar. Texans-Chiefs is a similarly massive swing for their playoff chances based on whether or not they win that game on Sunday night.
Yeah, loaded week 14 slate, all kinds of divisional matchups and big playoff swings happening in the NFL. Ross, appreciate it, man. Have a good call tomorrow.
Sounds great. Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.